Simin Shin Samach Beis. Eiz Mechitza Kriya Mechitza Latalto. Which Mechitza is considered Mechitza that you can carry inside of it? The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph that if you have a Mechitza that's not made for Dira purposes, not made to live inside of it, not made to reside over there, it's only made either for Tznius, Mishtabur explains, it was made that short term people, like the workers, inside of it and have a little privacy. So that's not a Mechitza for Dira, that's a Mechitza for Tznius. Or let's say the Mechitza was just made to watch what's inside of it. Like for storage, you store Paris there, a Kalim, the Mishtabur says. Or let's say it was made that a guard could sit in it while he guards and watch the fields, but he's not living in there. That's considered the Mechitza, he can carry what's inside of it, but it's not considered the Mukaf Ladira. It's not considered Hekav Fadira. And therefore, if it's more than Beis Asayim, an area of more than Tusal, when Mr. Burr explains the Mechaber, you cannot carry there. Now, the Bi'ur Halacha says that if it's a guard's house, but the guard's there by day and by night, 24 hours, he doesn't go home to sleep, that's considered a place for Dira. You can wonder, what if there's a guard there 24 hours with different shifts? So there's a day guard who sleeps at home at night, and a night guard maybe who sleeps at home by day. That you can wonder about. Also, that which the Mechaber discusses, if it's made for storage, so the Bi'ur Halacha discusses, well, if you have a proper binyan, a building that's a storage facility, does that also have this problem? That's not called Mechitza Vadira, and therefore it's more than Beis Asayim, has a problem of Karfif that you cannot carry inside of it, only if it's up to Beis Asayim in size. Or do we say a proper building is different? And especially if one does other stuff there, the Bi'ur Halacha says for sure, we could say it's considered a place for a proper Dira. So the Mechaber gives an example over here. If you have a tree, its branches go down the sides, branches go all the way down, to the point that they're leveled to the ground. They go down to within 3 tefachim off the ground. And in at least in one place, in the main place, the area, the airspace is 10 tefachim tall. And Shmuel explains, it's 4 tefachim wide. See, Mamash have a Rishisi Yachid over here, has Mechitzas, you could carry inside of it. And that's discussing a case where it's up to Beis Asayim big, but it's more than Beis Asayim, so it's not really a place meant for Dira, it just meant a place to sit in the shade short term while you watch the field or you want to spend some time there. So then it's not going to be allowed to carry there, only up to Beis Asayim. Now the Mechaber says that even up to Beis Asayim, to allow to carry, has to fill up the gaps in the branches with wood or with straw, and you tie the branches down, the wind should not move them, because the Mechitza cannot handle a Ruach Metzia, a regular average wind, is not considered a Mechitza. Even the Mechitza would be inside the building, so therefore, it's not going to swing in the wind because there's no wind there. If Mitzah itself doesn't have the strength to handle a standard wind, then it's not considered a Mechitza, and you can't carry based on it. But here we're discussing that you tie the branch together strong, and you also filled up with straw and with wood in between, to filling with straw and wood, besides the fact there's no problems of gaps in the Mechitzas of Pirtzas, but also now you know it's stronger, so then it's considered a Mechitza. In fact, Mr. Brewer says if there's more straw, then there's branches, and you put the straw there, the shame Dira Mamish, then through roiv of the wall we may have straw, the whole thing can be considered Mukaf Ladira, and now it works, even if it's more than Beis Asayim. Sif Beis, the Mechaber says they have a mound that's 5 tefachim tall, and you put a Mechitza on top of another 5 tefachim, so now it's altogether 10 tefachim, so this works to carry. Let's say you have a ditch in the ground, 5 tefachim deep, and on the edge of the ditch, you have a Mechitza, 5 tefachim tall, so now altogether it's 10 tefachim, so now it's considered a Mechitza to carry. Inside the Mechitza is a Shiachid, and it goes all the way up to the top. This is a Mechitza to make a Shiachid. Also, Mishnah Berurah is set separate to Chatzeris, got by the rules of Erev Chatzeris, Mitzvah will learn one day in some Shinayim base above. It's considered a proper Mechitza. You know, part of it is tail, part of it is like a mound, and part of it is real Mechitza. The Bi'ur Halacha discusses different scenarios. Let's say it's not straight up 5 plus 5. Rather, you have, we know the concept of a tail, it's a slack, a sar tefachim, mitaych dal amas. If you have a hill that over the course of 4 amas of length, it goes 10 tefachim tall, it's considered a Mechitza. So whether you have 5 tefachim here, then a few amas later, 5 tefachim there. If it adds up to the total 10 tefachim, is it good? It's known in Lakewood that Ramesh Haidemish Lita, when he lived in Lakewood, he was in Lakewood before, came Rav in Baltimore, he built the Erev around the Yeshiva, it's actually near still a Bacher, Mismarish Kavaya in Lakewood, and he built the Erev with many of the Mishayels in it, he showed it to the Yeshiva, Ben Kotler Zatzal, and he built such a scenario, where it went up 5 tefachim, then there was, let's say, a few amas of straight, then it went up another 5 tefachim. So over the course of 4 amas of length, it went up 10 tefachim, and Rav Aaron said the Ismet Starif does combine to be considered the Mechitza of 10 tefachim tall, and it does work. Rav Moshe discusses the truth about Seagate, if you have, it goes up, some up, some across, some up, some across. Chazanish discusses it, you know, it may depend if you have steps going up. So can you count the steps together as a tzir for one Mechitza? Or do we see each part of the step separately and does not add up to 10 tefachim? It might depend on the tread of the step, how big the tread is, if that breaks it up or not. And therefore, since there's different shittas about this, everyone should ask their own child.